Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today's NCAA Legend Special on 100 Yards of Football. In high school, this young man was a three-sport athlete, where he helped his football team win the 1975 state championship and was chosen as a Mississippi High School All-Star that year. He also was all-district as a junior and senior in basketball. He also placed second in state championship in both low and high hurdles. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, he's one of the most renowned pass receivers in the Memphis, University of Memphis, and at that time, Memphis State Tiger history. Ladies and gentlemen, Ernest Gray is explored here today, as he subsequently went on to have an NFL career with the Giants and the Cardinals. Vincent Turner takes a deep dive on Mr. Ernest Gray from the University of Memphis here on 100 Yards of Football.
Thank you for the great introduction, Mr. Mark Bass. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Thank you to my producer this morning, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen here on 100 Yards of Football. Everyone knows how much I love the city of Memphis, Tennessee. Big time fan of their sports programs, basketball, football, even baseball. But growing up in Memphis in the 70s, that's all we had. We didn't have none but one major school, and that was Memphis State University. I'm not going to say University of Memphis, because I'm going to give Mr. Ernest Gray his flowers. I'm going to say Memphis State. And I listened to all the great Tiger games when I was in high school, and I remember in the 10th grade, I remember Ernest Gray coming in as a highly, highly recruited football player out of Greenwood, Mississippi. Every SEC school wanted him. But the thing that I kind of had respect for Ernest Gray was, why did he choose the University of Memphis? Well, I remember his words when he first stepped on campus was that it's a family atmosphere. And I love that barbecue. And I love everything about Memphis. See, in the mid-70s, everything was rocking. It was beautiful. And I tell people this story all the time. From an African-American standpoint, it was a lot of African-American families having success. My father, Chester Turner, in the cleaning business. My uncle, Edward Turner, in the cleaners business, in the limousine business. He also owned a Sonic restaurant. I remember Will Smith, who stayed around the corner. His father had a gas station. Memphis was beautiful. Stack Records was booming. Mr. David Porter, who I grew up two houses from, his son, Greg Porter, we were friends. Everybody in Memphis was doing well. Firestone was rocking. Kellogg's was rocking. If you was in the 70s, you know what I'm talking about. It was a special time. And this gentleman chose and played football at the University of Memphis at a high level. The thing I remember about Ernest Gray, Howland, he was the Howland 100 MVP in 1978. Associated Press All-American in 1977. Football News All-American first team in 1978. his career totals, 97 receptions, 2,213 yards, 21 yards a catch while his career at Memphis State. 26 consecutive games with receptions. Boy, he was a special, special football player. His junior year, he averaged almost 29 yards a reception. I remember his six 100-yard games, 129 against Utah State in 1977, 122 against North Texas State in 1978. Virginia Tech in 1977, 119. Southern Miss in 1977, 112. Mississippi State SEC, 105. And then his last year, 105 against North Texas State. But it was the skill set that made Ernest Gray very, very special. He was kind of like a T.O. of Terrell Owens before he arrived on the scene. Could really catch that football. High, low, away from the body, A+. Great concentration, A+. His body control, A+. The route running, A+. Coverage recognition, A+. Line release, quickness off the line. He was strong too, A+. Quick feet, A+. Hand strength, A+. His ability to track the ball in the air, A+. And toughness, courage in the crowd, A+. Ernest Gray was a special football player. Memphis State should be awfully, awfully proud. And tell you how blessed and how talented he was. He went in the second round in the 1979 draft to the New York Jets on Broadway. Played with Lawrence Taylor. Played with Harry Carson. Played with Brand Van Pelt. Same draft as Phil Sims. Ernest Gray was special, man. But what I like about him is what he's done off the field. Retired as a fireman in Memphis, Tennessee. Owns a lot of real estate. One of the most successful businessmen that's ever came out of the University of Memphis State. University of Memphis, however you want to put it. But he's always represented the blue and gray to his highest level. And he's done it quietly. And you know another thing about Ernest Gray? He was a good-looking guy. Chico DeBarge. Special. It's an honor. It's a pleasure to do the video on Ernest Gray today. Out of my hometown, the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. You're not feeling me today here on 100 Yards Football. Orange Mound. Whitehaven. Dunn Avenue, Prospect, Pine Hill, Glenview, Scudderfield, Bay Hampton, Frazier, Stax Records, Bill Street. That's where Jay Morant loves the city. It started all when I was a sophomore in high school following this man at Memphis State University, Ernest Gray. Greenwood, Mississippi. I told y'all something in the water. My parents, Inez and Chester Turner, and my uncle, Opie Turner. B.B. King, Morgan Freeman, James Earl Jones, Archie Manning, Steve McNair, Elvis Presley. I don't have to say no more. Thank you, Mr. Ernest Gray, for keeping my life and me happy when I was in high school. Following you and going out there watching you in the Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium. Performing at your highest level, baby. So, if you like the video, please come in and share it one more time. And I'm going to leave you with this. All the people that's from Memphis, Tennessee should know about this. Go Tigers, go! Go Tigers, go! Penny Hardaway, I'm expecting you to get us to the Sweet 16 this year in basketball.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online.
The 901 Memphis, Tennessee. If you're from there, stand up and shout it out. Ernest Gray, Memphis State.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.